This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Tim Schulte at Council Capital. Tim serves as the Vice President of Value Creation at Council Capital. He's going to talk about this role. Council Capital's got this magnificent situation with lots of founders and CEOs that are part of investors in Council Capital. They've invested a lot in helping create value for the companies they invest in. And Tim's right at the heart of that. Tim, can you take a moment and talk about Council Capital and some of the thoughts around the funds and so forth?
Certainly. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you having me on today. So overview quickly on Council Capital. So we're a healthcare investment firm based in Nashville, Tennessee. Our focus is on healthcare services and healthcare tech firms. So nothing on the drug device side of the house. So the mission that we have is focused on what we call investing in the right side of change in healthcare. It's to us finding solutions that increase access, improve quality, and lower costs both to the system and to individuals. The model that we have, which I'm excited to share more with you today, is really focused on an active partnership with our portfolio partners, and eager to get into the details there.
And why don't we go right there? Tell us a little bit about, you know, private equity funds come in all forms and fashions. In the old days, some of them were financial engineers. Other ones, if you take like the hedge fund, private equity ones like the Elliott Management, are deeply involved in often trying to turn over a company and so forth. Other ones trying to be transformative, merge it immediately, grow it through merger, other kinds of things. And some are really, they have a hands-off approach. How do you sort of look at Council Capital, and how do you look at value creation?
Yes, I'd say at the most basic level, there are three kind of private equity value creation strategies. You touched on these in your comments a second ago, but you know, operational improvements, so top-line growth, margin expansion, multiple expansion, and then financial engineering or deleveraging. It's been interesting over time. In the 80s, it was a lot of financial engineering led during the private equity boom of that decade. In the 90s, the hot economy was a lot more tied to multiple expansion. In the 2000s, it was more evenly split. In the present, it's pushing increasingly towards that operational improvement and value creation. And so the shifting focus to investors truly adding value beyond just investment capital, yeah, it's happened to say for a couple of reasons as we think about it. The first is probably the most obvious of just increasing competition for deals. Investors need to demonstrate to entrepreneurs that they are truly a value add partner, not just money. The second being the economy is booming, and relying on multiple expansion as your strategy is riskier today than it was a decade ago. And therefore, you need to bring more to the table. And so the way that we think about our value creation efforts at Council is how do we partner with great companies to help them improve their clinical care models, improve the scalability of their reach, to create jobs. Like, that has a huge positive financial impact for investors and frankly creates a more rewarding and fulfilling environment. And so yeah, I would describe our engagement as active partners. It's not a authoritarian, we have a playbook, we are going to take the Elliott Management approach, but it's also not a hands-off, here's some money, let us know when you're ready to exit. It's a deeply actively engaged partnership.
And talk about, you had mentioned multiple expansion, and of course, all of us with interest rates so low are concerned that the ability to take something at whatever multiple you buy it at and then sell it a few years later at a higher multiple, that you better not be betting on that. Is that the perspective that you folks have as well?
Yes, I would say so. And again, there's a philosophical belief. There's the market, as you said today, but also just we want to help companies to grow and to become better. We are very much growth-oriented investors. And so yeah, that is part of a strategy, but that cannot be the strategy itself.
So even if the multiples go down a little bit, you get enough growth to offset it, you've still got a winning investment. Talk
exactly
a little bit about how that looks in practice in helping a company build out a sales team, build out additional product lines, look at things differently. How does that look? What does that look like in practice, that effort towards value creation?
Yeah, so the way that we position our model and think about it is really five distinct pillars. So the first is what we call our CEO Council. This is three dozen successful CEOs and government officials who are both investors in and advisors of the firm. So they help us with everything from evaluating subsectors in which we might want to invest, to diligencing deals, connecting the firm with partners and potential customers to the portfolio, sitting on boards. And then that group ranges from folks like the former CEO of Brookdale Senior Living and two state Medicaid directors and the former acting head of CMS. And that is kind of our anchor point, and frankly, that's embedded in our name, Council Capital. The roots come from our CEO Council. The second is what we call our value creation team. This is a team of smart, scrappy generalists, late 20s, early 30s, supporting a portfolio on a variety of cross-functional initiatives. So anything from strategic planning, analytics support, new market analysis. While they are the generalists, they're also complemented by specialists, as I will describe them. So think of that as you have Heather O'Keefe, who's a CFO supporting the portfolio, or Craig Sager focused on M&A roll-ups. So the fractional functional experts, a network of strong preferred partners. And the last but not least, I'll call it ecosystem collaboration. And I appreciate that that term may sound a bit generic, but we're actually really intentional about this. Things like, I remember a year ago coordinating group purchasing efforts across portfolio companies for PPE during COVID, or joint product development efforts across companies in the portfolio, and company A being a customer of company B, a lot of just shared best practices, because frankly, the portfolio and our network is the source of most of the great ideas, not the private equity firm. And so creating an environment where that could really come to life is where we focus our attention.
In terms of value creation, many, many firms get to a certain point of organic growth and then are very focused on M&A and purchasing and bolt-ons and so forth. Is that core to almost every platform company, or not necessarily? Are there some companies that really are driven by organic growth and organic margin growth?
You know, I would say for the most part, all companies have an element of all of those things. Where they anchor is a bit different. As I think through our own portfolio, we have one where growth at that company will be driven by their ability to hire clinical caregivers and basically providing the supply to meet the demand from their patients and customers. At another, it's more roll-up add-on acquisitions. At another, it's launching entirely new products into new markets. At another, it's about opening new clinic sites. Like, again, it's less of a prescriptive, there is a playbook that we run, and more each company has common elements and threads that anchor on a unique strategy of theirs.
Thank you. And take a moment on sort of the overall trend you're seeing in private equity. A lot of money chasing deals. Are there still individual deals that you find that aren't coming through bankers and so forth? What's your sense of the market out there? What are you seeing? What's some of the trends you're watching?
Yeah, so in terms of deal sourcing, we are, knock on wood, on track to have a record year of capital deployment at the firm. We raised our latest fund through COVID. It's our latest and largest, and on pace to have the fastest capital deployment. So deals are certainly out there. Historically, about 90% of our investments have been proprietarily sourced, and we find the value of that for many obvious reasons, but I'll anchor on the ability to build the relationship with the executive teams. Again, it maybe sounds a bit cheesy, but keep coming back to that idea of a partnership and that ability to source proprietarily best positions us to form and evaluate and build upon those partnerships. And so the market is obviously hot, borderline frothy, but deals and opportunities to invest certainly abound.
Any areas you're particularly following or excited about?
So generally, we have been very successful focusing on a couple of areas. So behavioral health is one. I'll broadly say areas where there are services towards the more vulnerable population. So we have investments right now in hospice, in the intellectually and developmentally disabled space, as well as a few other kind of home-based care scenarios. And so that is a core focus of behavioral health, vulnerable populations, and then broadly, I'll say kind of care anywhere, be that home-based or technology-based care, are three areas that have us particularly excited.
Tim, what a pleasure to visit with you. I've had a chance to visit with a few of your colleagues and just learn so much about Council Capital in a short period of time. Thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us on the Becker Private Equity Podcast.
My pleasure, Scott. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.